I found a little jar in a shop window, clear with blue paint chipped off at the rim. I carried it home in tissue and twine, rinsed it, and set it in the window to collect sunlight by day, starlight by night. I placed a feather from the yard inside, hawk, I think, and a leafy twig. I whispered into it my dreams, and on scraps of folded paper, I fed it my desires and grateful observations. That little jar soon began to glow, giving back all it held inside. Every night, it grew brighter and filled the room with the most wonderful light. One night, I knelt beside the window, letting the light warm my face and watching rainbows skip across my skin. The room scintillated. I feared the walls would burst, the light vibrated so. I poured it all out, spreading the handwritten notes around me and tucking the feather behind my ear, and I basked. I feasted on the sweetest devotion that night. "Awe, fill me with wonder," I said, and it circulated through my cells until I glittered gold and silver. "Love, lift me higher," and it raised me off the ground, out of the shadows. "Hope, free me," and it rinsed me of my striving and clinging, leaving my arms free and open. I thought of who might find me there, shining from the ceiling, pouring light from my fingers and toes. I must have been breathtaking. "Desire, carry me home," I said. "I am, I am, I am," my heart beat. "I am," my lungs breathed. "Thank you," said my mouth. Feast on the sweetest devotion and be insatiable. Fill the room with your spirit. Every corner, every shadow, every patch of sunlight until it's absolutely bursting at the seams. And then fill it more. Want more of what fuels you. Desire more of what elevates you. Not the numbers, but the experiences. Not the things, but meanings. Not the outcome, but the process. Want more of what reminds you of who you already are. Clear a little space for your desires to take root and take the conscious steps that allow them to grow. And remember to say, thank you. Thank you for the push, for the belief, for the courage. Thank you for the friction that lit the fire in you, the drive that carried you forward. Thank you for the dream, the secret smile, the signs that showed you the way. Thank you for the quest and the journey's lesson. Love that part of you that knows how to want, and the part that wants to have a say. This is the part of you saying, "I am, I am, I am." And as long as you are, you will desire more. Make that a beautiful, sacred thing. Protect those dreams and feed them with hope. Let them build over time, watch them rise, and rise to meet them. When the time is right, bask in it. And in the space between now and then, appreciate anything and everything you possibly can, and trust that you were made for this.